Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Afternoon, everybody. Got a bit of my beard in my mouth. All right.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
Houseman's Brew, thanks for joining us. Can hear myself. That's never a good sign, is it? Welcome, everybody. Hello to everybody that is in the comments. Hope you're having a good Monday. A lot of anticipation about the game tonight, wouldn't you say?
Yes, slightly.
Don't F it up. That's basically...
Don't F it up.
That's the title.
It's literally the title of the video right there.
I actually did not know that. I did not clock the title.
You've been sat here before. Was that in front of you? You've not even noticed before. That.
That's
what
that relevant is. Don't F it up.
Before you came, we was like, what we're going to call a brew later, and we was like, don't fuck it up.
It's true. That's it. After the weekend.
More needs to be said.
Don't fuck it up. Right. Ross Murphy, welcome to the Academy. If you hit join, you can see the options that are available for you guys. We have got a couple of different options if you want to support the channel. And there's going to be loads of extras and behind the scenes and members only podcasts and even discount for merchandise in the Paddock store as well. So if you want to get in the mixer, we sorted it out over the weekend. And if you're an Ultra for Paddock member, cancel that shit now and come over here. All good? There's emojis, there's all sorts of stuff. So if you are a member, have a bit of a flex in the comments and show everyone the emojis that you get. McCullough says 1,000 likes on a video and he'll gate crash the stream.
Can't keep him down. Can't keep a good man down, Adam McCullough.
There we go, people are having it. Right, Stephen Usher, welcome to the first team. He's just joined the first team option. So we've got first team and academy. The Legends tier, where you get some merch, is incoming. It's not happened just yet. We'll sort it out for the start of next season. CF Rodent, can we get into the video before everyone starts joining? Or do you want me to just wait 5 minutes while everyone gets in the mixer? What are you most worried about tonight against Saints?
I'm worried about not winning. And basically, it seems set up that every result's gone our way for us to then fuck it up, as the title goes.
I mean, the only thing I can slightly be worried about when it comes to Southampton is Danny Ings, if we're being realistic. I mean, I couldn't even tell you many of the other players. And he is on fire. And is it 19 goals this season?
19 goals this season.
No one saw that coming.
Right, sorry. Two more. Welcome to the Academy. We've got Min and we've got Ethan Crane. Welcome to the Academy, gents.
You're just going to be sat there reading these names out for the next 45 minutes.
It's one of the things that we said. We'd make sure every single person gets a welcome by name.
Listen, I'm not complaining at all. Thanks for joining us.
JJ Powell says, show some love for Ronaldo. Yep, there is only 3 Ronaldos. Remember that. There's a little manoeuvre that I noticed that Southampton do.
Go on.
And it's a little bit of a, almost like a bit of a 1-2.
Right.
With Redmond and Ings around the centre half. The movement of Harry Maguire, if I'm Southampton, if I'm Hasenhüttl, I look at him and I go,
Hasenhüttl?
He's the least mobile of the two. That 1-2 is excellent. And Danny Ings is mint at that movement and getting on the wrong side of a defender. That move worries me. In between Luke Shaw and Maguire, that is where I think Danny Ings could cause United problems.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like I said, you know, a little bit wary of him. Redmond's a decent player as well. Maguire's had a patchy start to his return from lockdown, hasn't he? Don't think he's been as bad as some people said. He's just had two sort of mistakes that look bad. Well, they are bad mistakes, but the one against Spurs...
Getting Meg's not a good look, is it?
No, and against, especially when it's against a player that's, no disrespect, you know, he isn't... It's not Messi, is he? Junior Stanislav.
The thing is, how old is Redmond now? Can I slip that in? How old is Redmond?
Sorry. Duo said in the comments, was it a big moment for your family to see your sister get a couple of goals yesterday for Villa?
Who's that? Who is that?
Duo. He's a member. It's been nice.
All right, fair play.
Fair play. I like that. I'll Who is it? Off. Is he a member? Right, okay.
I'll let you off.
Yeah, no.
If
no
you're
drama.
A member, you avoid the corn.
27-28 people are saying
27-28. I feel like he's been around for years. I remember he was like
is he one of them like a Ross Barkley almost, where he's shown so much promise,
yeah,
and never really fulfilled that potential like he's shown early doors?
I think so. I think he had quite a lot of appearances in the under-21s in England, actually. I think he was
Abraham,
like,
welcome to the academy.
I think he was one of those players where he was like 23-24 still playing England in the 21s.
Milner did that, didn't he?
Yeah,
Milner's got a record for like under-21 caps.
Yes.
That's madness. I don't know with Redmond. I just think he might be at that level. Like, is he necessarily much better than the level he's at?
And just shows flashes occasionally, yeah, because he is a professional footballer.
I mean, yeah, I don't really think any of the big clubs have come in for him. I don't think there's been much talk of him ever getting into, you know, the full England squad. And I think there's a reason for that. I'm not saying he's a bad player. I just don't think he's particularly much better than mid-table. And he's, you know,
Yeah, the Barkley one's interesting, but...
Yeah, Barkley had shown, like...
He's got a little bit more time now, but
like for England, was talent. It one of the tournaments? He came at 19 or something like that. One of the tournaments for England, you're like, oh, there's something tasty about to pop off in here. But then he just plateaued at that level and never really kicked on. Like when you saw Rooney, I think when any young player, even Greenwood at the moment, you see what they do and you see them do it for 5 minutes in a game. And all that happens as they progress, they do it for 70 minutes of a game. Instead of five, and I think that's what you saw with Barkley. You go, oh, and you project in your head, if he does that for an hour in a game, he's unplayable. But he never got beyond 10 minutes of a match where he's shown that.
It's weird because I was looking at Barkley and I've always sort of thought he's not done a lot, but he's got like decent goal scoring record, hasn't he? Like he's scored like I think double figures a couple of times. What are you sticking? What's up with you? Now
Cam's just commented, look at all the books Steve pretends he's read.
Strategically placed them. Hey. Oh, what's that? Strategic. Hey.
Books for show, mate.
You got there?
You shouldn't have to do that. You should be just saying, I've read them all. Hey, that's what you're saying.
They're not books. Yeah. The video covers.
No, because I'm a lawyer. I haven't read. That's what I've read.
Hey, Anonymous has said, make sure McCole is at the watch along.
Don't worry
about that. Yeah, Anonymous. If you're actually anonymous, you should already know that.
Have you ever heard this one?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of it?
Why don't you suggest it now and again?
You should suggest that book, can you look at that Ollie Paul?
Where is my copy of that, by the way? Have you got it?
Yeah, he's had it today, hasn't he?
Right.
Ollie quotes.
Oh, there it's there.
No, it's not even half. This is like, I treat this like a to-do list. Unblock me on Twitter. Absolutely not.
Why would anyone want to be unblocked by you on Twitter?
Listen, everyone who gets blocked,
that's like a bonus.
Just fucking do it.
It's making your Twitter experience a whole lot better.
Is this the sip?
Yeah. James Hilditch, welcome to the first team. Smashed it. What was the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer quotes from today? Is this from today? Yeah, oh, there was one, actually. Ole has confirmed that Bruno Fernandes is going to take both penalties tonight.
Why not let Marcus have one?
Don't feed into the Fernandes propaganda.
Do you know what though? Yeah. I love it because it means we're back.
That's we're United, again. It's United.
People, people are trying to take the piss out of us. People are making montages of how many penalties we've had. I love it. Drink it in.
I know.
I swear, two other Premier League teams had the same amount as us though, so it's not like we're running away with it. I think just more high profile because it's United and everyone thinks
we're also attacking quite directly at the moment as well. And I mean, look, do you see the Salah dive?
Which one? You're gonna have to narrow it down.
The one against Burnley, the big one against Burnley,
a bit more the latter one or the earlier one?
Which half was it? Can't remember. The one where he, well, the one where he looks like he's been blown up.
Right, I know which one you mean. Yeah.
Right, here's some quotes from Solskjaer. We starting at the bottom or the top? Oh my God. Would you like to pick a couple and maybe tell us?
Come on, Cam.
Thank you. there's a lot of comments that I can't necessarily read all of them. If you're new here, I will just say, cheers for all the love and support that we've had over the last 7 days since the changeover. It's been absolutely fantastic. Keep subscribing, keep enjoying the videos. We're trying to go 4 times a day. With videos. Sometimes we're going to miss because obviously it's graft getting 4 videos out every single day. But that's what we're aiming for. We're aiming for good quality videos every single day. And that's where we're trying to be. We are live again tonight with the team news, and then immediately after the team news we'll be live half an hour before the game. We've got our little pre-show, and then obviously the watch along, and then all the fan cams and all that sort of stuff afterwards. So make sure to stick with us all the way through tonight as hopefully we see United got a third place as Adam Peters joins the first team. Congratulations, lads.
Well done, Adam. He's got a question. He says, and it's a super chat, if you could have been a fly on the wall for any Fergie half-time team talk, which one would it be? Or full-time?
Which game in the European Cup Winners' Cup run in 1991 would you want it for?
Yeah, it's either that one or...
Good luck.
I don't know.
Pesky Munkas, 1991.
Montpellier.
Yeah. I mean, it was tough on it.
See what I mean? Everyone was a bit worried about Carlos Valderrama.
Ronaldo for a serious answer?
There got to be ones from when I was born, obviously.
Philip, welcome to the first team. One from when you were born. Oh, fuck me. Just made me feel well old then. Because I was just thinking, oh, after the 91 one.
No, he
wasn't born for another 7 years.
After the Aguero.
What?
Is that what he's talking about?
That's what I said. After the Aguero would have been a great one.
Like what he said?
It wasn't half time though, was it?
It wasn't half time.
Full time.
Connor Clark, welcome to the academy.
Console us all. United, Chelsea.
Champions League final?
Champions League final. Possibly.
Half time, because it'd been.
Now,
half time
is already
won.
Juve, it's got to be Juve, hasn't it?
What, 2-0 that? Well.
Was it went 2-1? Going at 2-1.
First half, though, we was up at the first half. We was up at half time, weren't we?
No.
Was it
2-0? Was it 2-0 going
in?
We
scored in the first half.
So 1-0 and 2-2, yeah. So, yeah, sorry, you're right. Yeah, so. Oh, I don't know, actually.
That's a good question, yo.
It's a good question. Very good question. I mean, of all, Fergie had 1,500 games on the nose, which is mad, isn't it?
That is crackers. I'm trying to think which is the one where it's like.
I mean, 99. But I think we know what he said in 99. So it's not one where you need to say, I'd love to experience that or love to see that, because we kind of know what he said. I wouldn't have minded seeing what the mood. He said, don't you dare come back in here without giving 110%. Think you're going to have to walk past that trophy and not be able to touch it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's decent. That's decent. That's good stuff.
But you've got to go, like, I'm less asked about the words that he used and more interested in what he did, because the second half wasn't as bad as the first, even though they still had chances. I just want to know what the... I'm less asked about those like Braveheart fucking Any Given Sunday moments than I am about what the tactical instructions were to change things.
Do you reckon that was his that was his main strength, or do you reckon it was the sword?
Sorry if you can hear someone fucking soaring next door.
What the fuck's going on?
Or was it the motivation side of things?
Fergie's strength.
Yeah, but in them South teams, because you had people like Carlos Queiroz, Steve McLaren, who might be a bit more nuts and bolts, right? Tactically, is what you're gonna do, keep your lines tight and all that shit. And Fergie'd be like. Like you said, you know, you're going to walk past that trophy and you're not going to be able to touch it. I think that might be more...
Don't we want that to be Hollywood, though?
Yeah.
But is it?
I don't know, because didn't...
In the cold light of day, is it?
Busby was a bit like, when he cut at some players, he was like, he didn't say a lot, but sometimes he just say like...
Profound shit.
Yeah, just things that stay with you. Because Alex, you haven't, you know...
Alex Stepney had a great one. Not many of you have seen it. But you got to think, 10 years out from Munich, you're in the Bernabeu. You are fucking losing. Was it 2-0 down or something at the time? It was losing. It was like, you're fucking out.
I know what you're going to say. Go on.
I'll tell you what he said.
Does this predate me?
It's 1968.
It's 1968, mate.
Predates us, thank you. yeah, even me. Fucking hell. I wasn't alive in 1968.
So,
not that old.
I didn't know.
You've got to think
you
of
didn't
what
know. Wait, I'm angry. You didn't know if I was alive in 1968.
Jay, I don't know how old you are, mate. Sorry.
I'm not 52. Jesus wept.
Right. So, throw me. Absolutely throw me.
Throw me? I didn't know how old you were. I was born in the 80s, thank you. Right, sorry.
In 1980.
Yeah. Still can't. Right, you're talking about Real Madrid at the Bernabeu. 2-0 down on the night.
Real Madrid had the greatest football team the world has ever seen.
Yep.
Ever seen.
Up until that point,
obviously. You've got... they've been completely outplayed. I can't remember what the score was at half time, but we were getting fucking beat and we are going...
You're right. It's this is second leg, innit?
Yeah.
And it's 2-0 semi-final. It's 2-0 at half time. Yeah. And in the first leg, we'd won 1-0, I think.
Yeah, so we only need a goal.
Because you're feeling that... And he literally,
you've been dominated.
I think he was more or less sort of said, don't forget, you're only a goal behind.
No, he wasn't even that.
Was it not that? No, there was one where he said something like that.
So 15 minutes, picture the scene. He said, the lads came in, he said, they're arguing. You can imagine, can't you? Your fucking fault. Is this not my fucking fault? Is this fucking fault? You know exactly what it's going to be like in a changing room. Yeah. And then he said, so Matt just lit a pipe, started smoking it. And you can imagine the actions of someone so calm in that chaos just quietens the whole fucking room down just a little bit. And he said, everyone just started looking at him. He said, and he's just really taking in his pipe. He said, and then like 30 minutes have gone by. And like, and he says, he starts laughing to himself. Well, he's lost his fucking mind, him. And he goes, you're all good players. Good play football.
That's what I mean.
But if you think about, it's not the words he said, because those words are bollocks. What the fuck does that mean? Am I marking him or what? Like, those words mean nothing, but the action of what he did, he calmed the room down.
I think
he took the sting out of the Bernabeu at halftime.
I think David Moyes did something similar when we were 3-0 down against Liverpool. I think he lit a pipe, different type of pipe, and then brought some cleverly on for the second half.
But all right, we've got a quote here from Solskjaer. There are youngsters you know are going to go out on loan that need exposure, game time, and those who are in and around the first team now, they only have one focus and that's Southampton, then on to the next one. Okay.
That seemed like you had me in the first half kind of quote.
Yeah. off into a load of bollocks. He goes, I've had some fantastic support from Sir Alex in the hard times we've gone through here. When you lose a game at MUFC, it's a crisis. He's been very, very good supporter of me. We keep texting each other. He rings me. Okay. So this is all from the High Performance Podcast. Was Solskjaer on it, was it?
Yeah.
What a fucking catch that was. We went into this with a plan. I put my ideas across and said, this is not an easy fix. I felt quite a bit had to be done. I promise you, as long as I'm in the job, I will do the best of my ability and I trust my staff.
Oh, well,
right. Okay.
Well, okay then.
Thanks. I was worried that you wouldn't.
They weren't the greatest quotes I've ever heard, I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to try hard.
Adolf nice Foley says, nice one, thoughts on the United fan that bet $55,000. $55,000 on Liverpool win the league this year. I mean, I've been there where you go, I'm going to mitigate how much this hurts.
If you're betting $55,000, you're not short of a few quid, are you? So he's probably a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
Pennies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone who can bet $55,000, for starters, has got $55,000.
Exactly. I doubt very much he's remortgaged his house.
And his
I was going to say, my phone is he's on it, isn't he? Can I pay it on tick?
Yeah. Let me put this bet on, and when I win, I'll give you the money for it.
Think about it. They're going to win. You can. You've just got to be like Michael Owen level of betting to be able to get a tick bet. And that's when it gets funky, innit? Is because then they ring you up and like, you know, you've got like $300,000 that you're owing out. And you'll be like, yeah. They'll be like, yeah, you got till Friday or your fucking ankle's off.
Wow.
Sweet. Okay.
So what were the better quotes?
I don't know.
From
what
Ollie.
Was the better quote? McCullough interrupts us and now he's fucking about on Tetris.
Sorry. I will read some quotes out for you if you want. I don't know if the mic's picking
me
up.
It won't.
Come on, you're dying to get on
just,
here. He's just been dying, he's been shouting. Right, go on then. Go on.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, let's offend everyone. Go
okay.
On.
He said, I promise you, as long as I'm in the job, I will do this to the best of my ability.
Right, Matt, can I stop you there?
We've had the worst quote ever, Matt, twice now. Can I stop you
there? We read that out, you bellend.
And we all said it was shit.
Do us a favour. Sit down.
He's sabotaging it.
Right.
Right, right. We've had all
we
this.
Read that one as well. How about go sit down and we'll do the podcast? How's that sound?
Mate, this is sabotaging you. He don't like the, he don't like the fat seas. You've got your own show, House and Brew.
Fucking hell.
Hey.
Throw any questions in for us if you want. And has anyone heard the quotes from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer while we're at it?
Yeah.
Bro. You fucking dick.
I can't call, man. Seriously.
Opinions on Leicester, says Rohan.
Just, oh, I saw a funny tweet earlier.
Crumbled.
Crumbling.
Let me get this up. I want me to get this up.
What was
it? I'm going to retweet it, Cam, and you find it, please. Yeah. All right, thank you.
What? That's not even English. You're going to retweet it, so he right. can find it.
Why don't you read it? Have you got it there?
That's English. No, but it's a visual tweet, though. It's a visual,
I
like,
swear
kind of
God, this isn't worth it. Yeah,
it's not worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, how about retweeting it?
All right.
What is it?
Forget it.
Oh, he's, oh hello. Oh, forget it. I'm not playing anymore.
Well, we were ready now. You've been around to us that much.
We waited for it, and you say you're not doing it.
Fuck's sake. Wife does this when I go, what was that? What you said? She's like, don't matter now. Like, oh, I've literally stopped doing what I'm doing now. Yeah. So what do you want?
I've got a guess. He's doing it. This better be funny.
I swear to God, no pressure.
Why yeah. you they won't get it, though.
Who won't get it?
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a bit... I think there's a generational gap with the joke.
Who won't get, like, listen, you've already called me 52 years old, and now you're saying I won't get a tweet? Just tweet it, stop being a scaredy cat.
All right, you can talk while I'm...
No, we're watching you.
No, you no, can no. you can tweet whilst we look at you.
I feel uncomfortable.
Your hair looks nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go on, you can do this. I've every faith in you.
Wait till I ask him his process for getting his hair done.
Right, don't interrupt him when he's doing his tweet.
He's going to crumble just trying to find a tweet.
Yeah, that's what right.
I'm listen, are you producing this? What all you've done so far is read out quotes I've already had and shout obscenities to us.
Alex just Costano says, how do I join the Stretford Paddock Club thing? Right, okay, we'll talk about that. We are in a league for next season. If you would like to come and try out for the club, there is a waiting list. You might be asked a couple more questions once you're on the list. So please fill out with as much detail as you can in the experience page, because we're only going to give 100 slots out, and there's over 200 on there at the moment. So the odds aren't really in your favour. So make sure you put on all the experience you've got, and we'll probably check some of it too. But if you go to StretfordPaddockFC.com and click on Play For Us, there's a link on there, and there's a form that you can fill out. And that's how you get in the mixer.
Get in the mixer. Bit of the old Paddock.
Loads of people giving us shit already.
Really?
Can't wait until we actually start playing games. We're going to boil all the piss. Here's a phrase go that on. Someone's going to run past me saying on the touchline. Put that on your YouTube.
Definitely.
Nailed on.
100%.
In fact, I might have a tally
I'd
for how many
times.
I'd
be very disappointed if...
Commenters. Yeah, put that on YouTube and then stand there and go, or off.
This is a shambles.
Shut
hello.
Up, Joe.
It's not our fault. We're being distracted, Joe.
I love wearing knobhead.
Joe's here now to give us more grief as well. Gang up on us with McCall. Have you done that tweet?
Can't find it.
Lies! Absolute
you
lies!
You bottled it. You found it. But you realise it's been built up too much now.
I explained to Cam what it was. And then basically, it was a picture of Leicester from GTA and saying Leicester have since the break. But they're not going to get that. But GTA players will get that. But it just looked funny.
We waited all that time for that.
Now, because Leicester was like, he was a crackhead genius on GTA. So then it just looked funny visually, saying Leicester since the break. Anyway.
I can't wait for comment.
Anyway, let's continue.
Is that really a generational thing? The reason that wasn't funny.
out of context, FTD, there's one for you. Genius crackhead. Thoughts on Axel and Timbo, good enough to get into this team? I think they're certainly good enough to be part of this squad. but yeah, it's the one. Are we going to do coverage on Stretford Paddock like Palmer's FC? We've got a whole channel. If you search on YouTube after you finish watching this, Stretford Paddock, you'll see...
Joe Swab, one Rick comes saying there. Was it thoughts on City's decision today?
Yeah, but you'll see the football team. It's got its own channel, everything. Go on, thoughts on City's decision today.
Joe Swab, Rick, I think, posted that.
Did you actually expect City to get banned?
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to get banned at all. We know the corruption involved. You know, money talks.
I'm going
to
say allegedly.
I'm
just going to throw an allegedly in there.
Allegedly.
Just a quick allegedly in there.
I just forgot that, but money talks anyway.
No one was saying that though, were they? Some in the media kept saying, oh, you know, fifth might be enough, fifth might be enough.
Fucking WhatsApp
no United
group,
fan was saying it.
What did he put? I think I've worked it out if City get banned. And I was like, treat it like they're not getting it. Because I don't think they're going to. And then literally, what was it? A minute later, the decision came out. And I was like, see? Don't get excited.
This is it. There was no doubt in my mind that they were going to get away with it or get the decision they wanted. And to be honest with you, it doesn't really matter to us anyway. It's in our hands. We should be going for top four. And if we ain't got top four, we don't deserve Champions League football. We should be getting Champions League football for fifth place anyway.
I mean, we've had so many open goals where they've been like, go on.
I know.
We've gone.
Nah, you're all right.
Tonight, hopefully, we fucking welly it.
Well, after this weekend, the way Leicester and Chelsea have been as well. And not just this weekend. Since Christmas, Chelsea haven't been great. They've been very patchy. And Leicester have just been in fucking freefall. They've not won an away game since December. Wow. I know we had a break, but come on, we're in July now. So it's still a horrific record. So yeah, it's all in our hands. And we shouldn't be relying on Europa.
Season-defining week, innit?
Either.
Season-defining week. Yeah. Three wins. And you could probably say three wins for a successful season.
Yeah.
Because that probably puts us into Europe.
Yes.
Into Champions League.
Probably.
It puts us into an FA Cup final.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I think it's 50-50 against City.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going as favourites, but I don't think we're going as underdogs.
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah, definitely. I think 50-50. Because obviously we can beat them. Yeah. But they're clearly good enough if they turn up on one day to blow us away. Because
Derby's usually always
50-50. 50-50 is fair.
I just worry that our record is that good against both Chelsea and City. Sooner or later, it's going to give. Because our record against City, one of the wins was sort of in the League Cup when it didn't quite matter. But, you know, back-to-back league victories. And against Chelsea, was it three wins this season? Mate, against Chelsea, innit? Beat them in the League Cup, beat them home and away.
Go forward, beating them the weekend.
Especially the win at Stamford Bridge. I went to Stamford Bridge twice in one season. We got knocked out of both cups. Not been back since. Jinx. So, and I always made it easy. He's done there twice now. Three times, is it? Twice, sorry.
We had Rashford's unbelievable free kick against him, didn't we? In the league.
Now it was the League Cup. Yeah. So that's what I mean. It's just like, you think, you can take confidence in that. We can beat him. But then part of me is thinking, can't keep beating his team sooner or later. They're due a result against us.
Do you rotate for tonight?
No. After that week, after the weekend that's just gone on, with Leicester and Chelsea dropping points.
I was thinking, no way.
Go out and get a win, no matter what.
The team now.
Do you just ride it into the rocks with
just
this?
Ride
11?
It.
Yeah.
Got a few games.
I know
left,
on the predicted thing, I think I said maybe swap Matic
like
for someone, but
10 days ish off, isn't they, after that, before the Euros start?
You all know about this. I was sort of been chatting about this quite a lot over the last few weeks about how Ollie's managing the team and things like that. Do you think that he can sort of get away with it because of the way he's altered training and stuff like that? Are these guys sort of treating the games like, not like training, but you're not doing as much training
because the games are coming thick and fast.
In fact, you're probably the best person equipped to
speak. I was saying he probably won't be training that intense, actually.
It's so recovery.
Just recovery.
It's recovery and a little bit of tactics. They're certainly doing no fitness stuff. But it was really interesting before. I wasn't done a phone call. I just remembered I wasn't talking to you. It was a phone call.
Yeah.
Wow. A friend was on the phone earlier talking about Jose's training at United. And one of the books that I'm reading at the moment is the Tactical Periodization, which is about how Jose treats training. And I read it, and I've read a lot of like books on tactics and coaching and stuff like that. We've been locked down. I'm going to.
Yeah, it's McCullough shouting things. You probably can't hear, but he keeps shouting, books, books.
And the only one that I read and went, that's all bollocks. Like everything else I read, I found like, oh, I can use that. That was good. I enjoyed that or something. But the tactical periodization one, I was like, that's a lot of bollocks. And it's, and obviously I'm saying I clearly know more than Jose Mourinho. But Jose Mourinho took it from some Portuguese professor who was like, everything you need, in fact, I was talking to Ben about it before, everything you need to do in football, you can learn in football. Everything that you need to practice for football, you practice in. So that in training, Mourinho would do like 30-minute games. That's how you would get your cardio. And he wouldn't go and like allow the players to specialise on cardio or in the gym, Joe, to try and get beyond what they need.
That's what, remember ages ago on Devils, I interviewed Duncan Castles, and he was saying about Rui Faria. And he was saying the thing with Rui Faria is, if you were running, you had the ball. He'd always have them training with the ball. He wouldn't have them, like you're saying, you wouldn't just go and do cardio, just do running. Because he said you don't get that many opportunities anyway. So the amount of time you've got with the players, he would always have him using the ball no matter how. It's weird.
And
that went out the window, I think, when Rui Faria left. I think that changed.
It's weird. Like, have you ever ran just for running sake, but and then ran with a ball instead, you find yourself getting less tired when you run the ball. Even if you're going at a similar speed.
That puppy mentality.
It's just psychological. Nah, it's psychological. Yeah, it might be puppy mentality actually, but just psychologically you're thinking,
you might.
I don't mind doing this.
You might run. I have to go and chase after my first touchdown at the time, so.
I don't mind doing this because I've got a ball at my feet. Right. So I'm not thinking about
it. So what you're saying is get the balls out for Sam tomorrow night.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm just pointing out there, Sam.
Keno absolutely flogs you a lot, doesn't he?
No, he does. Like, that is... I've done some mad cardio stuff. But
compare that to Oldham and compare that to Liverpool.
In probably terms worse. Of
fitness. It's worse. Nah, you mean better?
Better, but there's a couple of things that I did at Oldham that was crazy. Like I remember we used to do a 30-minute run, which was continuous, but it was... 30-second stride, and obviously you had the meet thing that tracks your speed, and then it was 90-second jog, 30-second stride, and you alternated it for half an hour. No stops. If anyone stops, you start again.
Oh, so, mate, that's brutal.
Yeah,
was that the Scholes?
I don't think this wasn't Scholes. Scholes didn't do any running with us. But
can we blame you for Scholes?
Yeah, I've heard a rumor.
Oh, we're starting a rumor.
Well, Steve started it. To be fair,
I'm going to start a rumor.
I did not. I'm not to blame anyway.
Right, that's definitely what the person to blame is definitely going to say.
Yeah.
But the person to blame, all right, so if I admitted it, you'd say, surely I wouldn't have said it. Cause
no,
because
then you just admitted it. So it's like, John used to do the witch's test in the Middle Ages. If you could swim, you're a witch. And if you drowned,
You weren't a witch.
You weren't a witch. But
if you could swim, you're a witch, then you get... So it's a mistake. And if you drown, you're dead, but you're not a witch.
It's a lose-lose, basically.
Beno, welcome to the Academy. For those that missed it at the start of the show, we've sorted out all the memberships now. There's two different levels in there. If you want to support the channel, then check it out below. And there's loads of extra content and goodies and even like merch and stuff like that you can get discount on just by joining. And if you are new completely, then hit subscribe. We've got loads of you watching. Can all of you come back for the watch-along? And come and right, if you've not watched the watch-along, I get it. I'd go, why do I want to watch some other guys commentate the game? We don't commentate the game. Don't worry about that. We're not commentating the game. Max says he does. What we do, usually, is get drunk, eat, and chat shit around the game.
Yeah. You do. The drunken chatting shit bit, especially.
That's what I'm here for.
Fair enough.
We all have our roles, mate.
Got Andy Tate on tonight, haven't you?
We have got Andy Tate on the watch.
The legend that is Andy Tate's on.
McCullough, Andy Tate, and Joseph Smith, founder of the Mormon Church.
You are getting called Kevin Owens in the chat.
Matt says Joe tries to keep it on track. Yeah, that's his job.
Nah, Kevin. Kevin Owens is great.
We've also got Alex and Ronaldo in Social Corner. He'll be looking at your tweets, your dual screens, what you're drinking, everything like that.
Kevin Owens.
Oh yeah, and your predictions. Right, so explain to me what we're going to do.
Email in video prediction.
Right, yeah. If you want, you've got about an hour.
Paddock Match Day.
Can you put it in the chat for us, please? Paddockmatchday@gmail.com. You fucked it in, Ronaldo.
He's showing me who Kevin Owens is because I don't know.
Paddockmatchday@gmail.com. Video yourself giving your match predictions and we'll put you in the pre-show if you're not mental. But if you are mental...
You need some wordy, mate. He's losing it.
Are you all right?
Kevin Owens.
Talk to me about your haircut last week.
You just heard the Kevin Owens thing for the first time.
I've not seen that before.
What? Oh, can you like the video, please? World sack cam.
That's a great one.
The story of his haircut? It is a decent haircut, that, to be fair.
So I messaged him at 1 o'clock. Yeah. I was like, can you come on a podcast in 3 hours?
Right, okay.
And what did you say?
I'm getting my hair done.
Yep.
So I can't come to the podcast.
That wasn't what he said. He said, I'm going to the hairdressers, then I'm going to the barbers. And I went, what?
Why'd you go to the hairdressers and the barbers?
Because... I go to the hairdressers to get my hair braided.
Right.
And then I get my beard shaped up at the barbers.
It was less mental than I initially thought it was. But it's a half day job.
Mate, seriously.
I feel your brain, because at least
half a day.
The half day thing includes me taking my braids out, getting it washed, getting it blow dried, then getting it braided, then getting a shape up.
And then your nails.
Not my nails. No, it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing.
It's worth it anyway, Ronaldo. Glad to see you've raised the bar.
Andrew says Ronaldo has a beard. Yeah, he does.
Anyway, let's talk about the game.
Let's talk about you and Scholes.
Oh, fuck off. Talking about the game. So, did you train with Scholes while he was at Oldham?
Yeah, I did.
Why are you so cold?
Yeah, like you started smirking.
Are you asking me if he's good or not?
Question.
No, I'm asking you. What was a Paul Scholes session? I'm interested.
It basically was just passing and long passing and shooting. That's literally all he did.
Call me fucking shocked.
He didn't. Yeah. He did.
Was it 2-footed challenges on the halfway line when you were 4-0 up?
Basically, what he did is he did sessions where he'd most enjoy doing a demonstration.
Really?
That's what I feel like it was.
That's not usually a good mix for a coach, is it?
That's like proper.
Yeah. Usually, what are we doing about defending, boss?
No. What's this pass? Job? Get on the end of this, son. How good is he?
He's still teched.
Is
he? He's very, very... He looks pretty much the same shape-wise as when he played.
Yeah.
Don't look out of shape. Don't know about now, but he looked like he could still play. Probably at the time, he could have still played for Oldham.
Oh, I think so, yeah. The standard Oldham was off the bench, 20 minutes.
What was it like, though, for you? Having a legend like that? Does it make you nervous when you've got someone like that? Or you think, oh my God, it's Paul Scholes? Or you're like, you know what, it's just the run-of-the-mill training session. I'm not going to face it.
Obviously, part of me's thinking, yeah, it's Paul Scholes. But then when I was playing, I'm in the zone of, it's just a training session. Right. Every day is another training session. So I'm not the starstruck type. Just going to put it out there.
He was only there a bit. How long was there? Like 3 weeks?
Was it 11 games or something? Or was it even?
It was a very short time.
Yeah. Didn't he have a fallout with the chairman and it all went?
Yeah, but obviously Oldham weren't run very well at the time.
The sort of rumour that came out from it was he went in, was promised he'd be able to do like a full overhaul, and then the chairman was like, no.
Right, because I thought the chairman was like interfering in team talk, or not team talk, but like selection.
There was some talk of that.
Should play so and so, and he's like, I'm not doing that. I'll do what I want, sort of thing. I don't know, mate.
Imagine a manager picking his own team. Fucking world come to.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But anyway, 1K likes Mikola.
Mikola, you've had your 1K. You coming on? He's coming on for the last minute.
He basically conned everyone.
Yeah,
conned everyone.
You said 1K likes. You've done it, and now you're not coming on. Hey,
Ross says, let's not talk about the game. Let's talk about what's been going on in the news this morning.
Here's an entrance for you. Come on, son. Yeah, you can have my mic. Oh, yeah,
then. BME corner over here.
Yeah.
Hang on. I should be over there then.
Why?
Because I'm clearly the minority here.
Yeah, you are, but you stay over here.
About time. You just shut up with me, them comments, do as you're told.
Okay. It's our channel now.
Yeah.
Sending the buggers back.
Duo said, did Scholesy show you how to hit a tree? Where did you train actually with Oldham?
It wasn't Boundary Park.
Was it a school just up the road from it?
It was up the road, but it's like a little...
Was it in a dream?
No, it wasn't in a dream. It's
a church. It was across the road. You know them dreams that you think are proper real?
He's so serious when he answers these nonsensical questions.
I told you.
Yeah. No, it wasn't in a dream.
This happened.
Just tell him to shut up.
This happened.
It's a lucid dream.
Fuck's sake. You know why I asked you that? Because I used to have this dream and I've had it at least 3-4 times, and I think this is probably where my beef with Gary Neville comes from. I had this dream, I used to be sitting in the south stand, Gary Neville would get injured and I'd have to go on for him. And I had it about 4 times, bro.
That's like, that is crazy.
You need to start just saying fuck off.
Like when he asks you about your fucking pedicure, or he's asking you about...
Just say fuck off.
Yeah, but it's quick responses though, innit?
Just tell him to shut up, that's just quick.
Alright, so with this training session...
It was across the road from a church, but it didn't help us in games.
See, that sounds like you described all I can remember was... Yeah. Oh, there was a church.
There was a unicorn. Everyone was naked except me.
It sounds like I'm being coy, but it's just I don't remember specifics. That is all.
Right, we're definitely not socially distanced, but
you
know what?
We've been sharing an office for about 2 weeks. No days.
What are the rules anymore, anyway?
And I think if Boris is allowed to lick Matt fucking his face,
Nick Hancock was doing parkour.
We all live together anyway. We're all in the same household.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about the game in a few hours or what?
Not necessarily. If you want to hear us talk about the game, Towson's brew.
These lot on the watch along.
Yeah, we're on the watch along. We'll be definitely talking about the watch along on the watch along.
Yeah.
At the moment, you know, just enjoy the fucking mayor.
So Ronaldo, what other training sessions did you dream of?
This ain't Ronaldo interview.
It is Ronaldo interview.
That's it, Ronaldo. Listen, you tell him.
Right, they know
stick
us.
Up for yourself.
We have to introduce you to the audience.
So
Ronaldo used to play for Liverpool. What other dreams have you had? And I will put the photograph that he don't want me to show of him.
No, I don't know.
Calling Steven Gerrard a legend. We'll definitely put that on.
That is absolute embarrassment. You know why that's embarrassment? I was in a BT food van outside Orphans.
Was this a dream?
Next to Steven Gerrard. I didn't chat to him. Didn't even say hello. I didn't even say, all right.
I was 12.
I didn't say anything.
I did it as PR.
You're just a disgrace. Because I thought if someone takes a picture of me talking to him, this is over for everyone.
Do you know what? Steven Gerrard still carries around with him.
From playing at Liverpool, I will mitigate it for him. There,
I will say,
I've got.
He was playing for Liverpool at the time. It makes it 5% less bad, which still makes it 95%
bad. To be fair, right? No, it must be difficult when you're a Manc playing for Liverpool. You must be getting enough grief as it is.
It's like being at Everton.
I'm not making excuses
for Liverpool.
I hate Liverpool. But, you know, and if he turns around and says, I'm not saying that.
Well, me and Ben know a lad that went to Everton and he left because he said, fucking Scouse cunts won't pass to me.
Really? See, the struggle is real. Manc lives matter.
Did you get that at Liverpool?
Get what?
Not passing to you because you're Manc Union.
Nope. I wouldn't allow that. To be fair, I was...
weren't allowed out?
I wouldn't allow that.
I wouldn't allow that. But I think it was one of them where they were more scared of me, actually, my teammates.
Why? Because you were shit. Don't give the ball to him.
No. Because
you was in the team with who?
Because I was one of the very, 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 very few black players in the whole academy. That's why.
The fear
at Liverpool.
The fear was there.
Are you saying that there's not a lot of black players at Liverpool?
No.
Colour me shocked.
There's a reason for that.
I think what in the old academy.
T-shirts.
At the time,
the old academy
was me, a guy called Joshua Bozo.
Called what?
Me.
Oh,
look at that.
The little thumbs up as well, man.
Oh, I wasn't even going to show it. He did that. Look at him here now. Oh,
he destroyed you.
Oh,
hey, Cam. Cam, you're laughing now, but when this is over.
He's absolutely furious.
He's actually
laughing now. You're laughing now.
He's like threatening him.
He's
like,
it's over.
Cam, if I were you, mate,
this is over. It's a swing. It's a swing. You're laughing.
Okay.
Oh, I think you need to defuse this thing. He's not happy.
Right.
He's not happy at all.
You did play for them Scouse twats.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate when you scored?
Let's all have it straight.
Does a fist bump count? Like just a fist
bump. I'm taking a piss because it's what we like to do. But no, it is fucking men, and it's a great achievement playing for any Premier League academy.
I sent a tweet the other day saying, how much would it take for you to like walk around forever in a Liverpool top? And I was thinking, bruv,
nah.
Give me a grand, I'll wear one now, bro. Like, it's not that deep. You know what I mean? You don't really have to be going to £10 million to wear a fucking T-shirt.
You was in the same academy as Trent, though, weren't you? Same age group.
Yeah, I was.
As you was coming through. How good was he in that academy? I think you said he was the one that you was like, yeah, he is pretty good. Like,
he was up there with probably the best, but he weren't clear, but he has improved. The player I see now is not exactly the same as obviously when I was there.
Who was the one that you thought was definite?
A guy called Anas Abdo, but he was Asian, so that I'm not going to...
What's going on here?
Why look at me?
What was that?
Was he a brown fella?
He was a brown. No, but I'm saying I don't know whether that's something to do with the fact he didn't like.
Nah,
progress.
Most definitely.
But he was.
That's what I probably got.
I think he was
Jan
the best
well.
Player.
Jan's at Swansea now.
Yeah.
You said there was only four players got a scholarship, weren't they, from your year?
Did you play with Jan?
Yeah.
Jan's a baller.
He's a baller.
So it was Jan. It was Trent. It was the striker that everyone fucking knows the name. Was it Bobby Duncan?
Bobby Davro.
He was at my age group.
Who was the four that got the scholarships?
Oh, in my Herbie Kane, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Jan, and...
I heard Trent was washed at that age, though. Like, it was
not
dead.
Washed, but he wasn't a clear standout to make it.
Like, he wasn't the one out of that group that should have been pushed on.
He was definitely good enough to probably... It's not arguable him making it, but he wasn't clear. Do you know you got some, like, standouts? He wasn't a standout, but...
It's like at United, you look at Brandon Williams, you go, yeah, he's a good player. I mean, it's not surprising he's been good because he was a good player in the academy. It's more surprising how good he's been, but it's not surprising that he's been given an opportunity. know, it's not like trying to think. What's going on here? What are you putting this on here for?
Jack Gerrard with the super chat says could be worse, could share his surname. And someone else was also mentioning the Facebook group for members. We'll post a link in the community for members only
after this video finishes.
As soon as this video does. Apologies for ignoring that. Ronaldo, any other times you've
I was giving everyone the introduction to Ronaldo since it's a new channel. Yeah, so obviously, it's a bit of an awful, which is meant because it shows how fucking talented he is as a footballer, despite it being Scousers. And then you was at Oldham for a little bit with Scolesy, before going Loughborough and getting your degree in journalism.
Yes.
So you can start a football team.
Cheers, one word.
Anyway. I'm not gonna say knee injury, innit? But you explained my life story and I was like, yeah, that's what happened.
Right.
Fuck me.
Those that can't play football usually become journalists, to be fair.
No, and
it's,
I think
it's how I can stay in the game.
Yeah. And I think it's worth noting that Ronaldo started doing bits in terms of journalism.
Yeah.
Interviewing Henry Winter last week on the Tier 1 podcast. Yeah, doing a great job there. Got another big guest coming up this week as well on the Tier 1 Chance First podcast. Yeah,
4 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep.
4 o'clock tomorrow. Come and check it out.
Me and Ronaldo. Even though I am 52, he don't mind doing videos with me.
Generation.
We're going to talk about that later. You're going to talk to Cam later. Me and you're going to talk about that later.
We can all do the round. I'm confident anyway.
How do you get on this Tier 1 podcast now?
You don't need to worry about that.
Why not?
The
name, Tim. Where's the invite?
I'm vexed, man.
No, mate. It's not even like a joke. You can sense it. He's just waiting till he stops recording and then he's over there and he's having it.
I think we need to build a wall of people between them two. You was in fucking hospital Friday night. You'd be in hospital fucking Monday night, lad.
Honestly, it's no old spot in here, mate. Seriously.
Not tonight, dude. It's Tuesday morning early because we've got watch along tonight.
Yeah, come on. We need him tonight. We need, things to do. Me and you've got things to do.
We've broken through the 100 barrier of members, by the way. We've reached our first 100 members.
Really? Wow.
We're now well on course to 150. But by the end of the watch along, I want 200 tonight. Otherwise, we're not going.
Someone's just commented, who's the guy in the United shirt?
Me. Yeah. That one's Solskjaer. That one's Roy Keane. That fella's Gary Neville.
That's Stephen Housen.
Fucking hell. Right, I'm going to wrap it up there, but thank you everybody
for saying no, keep right, going, bye. Keep going.
What's that?
We just didn't talk about the game, but it's one of them.
We're winning 4-0.
Go on, give us your predictions. What predictions?
We can't fuck it up. I'm 2-1 United.
You're saying 2-1 United, Jay?
I can't. What did I say on the preview? I think I said. Can you remember what I said, Joe? I can't remember. 3-1. Yeah, I'll go with 3-1 now. Consistency.
I'm gonna say 2-0. I think we're gonna get the job done. I think it's gonna be. I think we're gonna just be comfortable for a change, and United are gonna shock us. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Comfortable.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling it.
Weird,
I don't know why.
Weird feeling.
I just feel it. But make sure to stick it around. Subscribe. Fucking like it. Cam's just over laughing now, so Ronaldo doesn't hurt him. Yeah.
This might be the last time you ever see me.
Make sure to come back at what time is? I've got my
pre-match.
Ten past seven for the pre-match team news, and then 7:30 for our pre-match build-up where it begins. Listen, if you've never tried out a watch-along, they're not all the same. Ours is actually good. So come and check it out if you've never done it. And just have us on as like alternate commentary. And it's just like watching a match with a load of mates because we're not really commentating on the game. We're just sitting here talking absolute shite. So, all right, McCullough thinks he's going to commentate on the game, but he doesn't. Come check us out at 7:30 and also make sure to check us out at 7:10 for the watch along. And also, if you want to get in the mixer as members, I'll be posting a link for the Facebook group where you can all come and join in as soon as this video ends. Cheers. Laters.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.